The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 10, Text Number 25, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 2nd, 2018, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na Vikriya Vishva Suhrit Sakashya Samyena Vita Abhimate Tava Mahat Vimanat Sva Kritat Hi Madrik Vangshyati Adhurat Api Shula Pani Navakriya Vishasur Navikriya Vishasahit Sakashya Samyena Vita Bhimate Stavapi Mahan Vimanat Svakritandi Madrin Nansiyat Yadurandi Bishulapani Na Vikriya Vishvasuhrit Sakashya Samyena Vita Bhimitastavapi Mahan Vamanat Svakritandi Madrin Nansyat Dadurandi Vishulapani Navikriya Vishasihrit Sakashya Samyena Vita Bhimitastavapi Mahan Vimanat Svakritandi Madrin Nansiyat Dadaranda Bishulapani Na
So I'll do the English, then you do the Hindi. Not. I'll say the English and then they can repeat English and then you do the Hindi.
Vikriya,
material transformation. Vishvasuhrit, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is a friend to everyone. Sakashya, of you, the friend. Samyena, because of your mental equilibrium. Vita Abhimate, who has completely forsaken the bodily concept of life. Tava, your Api, indeed. Mahat Vimanat, of insulting a great devotee. Svakritat, from my own activity.
He certainly. Madrik, a person like me. Nangshyati, will be destroyed. Adhurat, very soon. Api, certainly. Shulapani, even though as powerful as Lord Shiva. Shulapani. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, but I'll do the English and then you do the Hindi. Oh, my dear Lord, you are the friend of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the friend of all living entities. You are therefore equal to everyone, and you are free from the bodily conception. Although I have committed an offense by insulting you, I know that there is no loss or gain for you due to my insult. You are fixed in your determination, but I have committed an offense. Because of this, even though I may be as strong as Lord Shiva, I shall be vanquished without delay due to my offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Purport. Maharaj Rahugana was very intelligent and conscious of the inauspicious effects arising from insulting a Vaishnava. He was therefore very anxious to be excused by Jad Bharata. Following in the footsteps of Maharaj Rahugana, everyone should be very cautious not to commit an offense at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya 13, says, Shulapani samayadi bhaktaninda kare bhagavata pramana tatapi sigram hare hena vaishnavera ninde sarvagya hai sajanera adapata sarva shastri kai. Even if one is as strong as Lord Shiva, who carries a trident in his hand, one will nonetheless fall down from his spiritual position if he tries to insult a Vaishnava. That is the verdict of all Vedic scriptures. He also says this in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya 22, Vaishnavera ninda kari beka yare ganna tadaraksha samatya nahika konajana shulapani samayadi vaishnavera ninde tatapiha nashayaya kahashastra vrinde ihana maniya ye sujana ninda kare janme janme che papishta dhaive doshi mare. One who blasphemes a Vaishnava cannot be protected by anyone. Even if a person is as strong as Lord Shiva, if he blasphemes a Vaishnava, he is sure to be destroyed. This is the verdict of all Shastras. If one does not care for the verdict of the Shastras and dares blaspheme a Vaishnava, he suffers life after life because of this. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta reports of the fifth canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Discussion Between Jad Bharat and Maharaj Rahugana. We are very, very indebted to Srila Prabhupada. He is that great Vaishnava who was sent by Krishna to this material world to give these teachings how we can come back to home, back to Godhead. We have been suffering like anything in the cycle of birth and death. For millions and billions and trillions of lifetimes. But now we have this great opportunity to regain our original identities in the spiritual world. We are not actually citizens of this material world. We are all citizens of the spiritual world.
Each one of us has an identity in the pastimes of Krishna. So what are we doing here, trying to enjoy separately? Actually, we're simply torturing ourselves right now by holding on to this false bodily conception. I'm American. I am Indian. I am British. I am Australian. We're holding on to these false designations. I am a man. I am a woman. I am 30 years old. I am 30 years old. 30 years old. I am 70 years old. This is all nonsense. We have nothing to do with all these. Jivara Sarupahai Krishnara Nitya Das. The constitutional position of the living entity is he's the eternal servant of Krishna. So one may say, well, how does this verse relate to going back to Godhead? How will this verse help me to get back to Krishna? This verse tells us what not to do. We have to avoid offending Vaishnavas. Vaishnava aparadha is called Hati Mata. Hati means elephant and Mata means mad. So if you have a nice garden and you're trying to grow some nice fruits and flowers and vegetables, but some crazy elephant comes charging into your backyard, boom, 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 boom. He completely destroys your garden. Those big feet, they destroy the garden. So if we have a garden also in our heart, it's the garden of the creeper of bhakti. Bhakti lata bij. We have that bhakti lata, that creeper in the heart. We get the seed of bhakti from guru and Vaishnavas. And we plant that seed in the heart. We water that seed by regularly hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's watering the seed. The more you chant, the more that creeper grows and becomes a beautiful creeper. It will finally grow to the point where it'll pierce through the coverings of the material universe and travel all the way to Krishna Loka and wrap around the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And at that time your creeper will produce a wonderful fruit. Prema Phal. The fruit of love of God. So would you like your creeper to be successful? in piercing through the coverings of the material universe? Who would like to have their creeper be successful in piercing the coverings of the universe? Anybody? There's one. I know I would. We all want our creepers to be able to pierce through those coverings of the universe. But there's one thing that can destroy the creeper. That mad elephant, you see. Boom. Creeper ruined. So that mad elephant is Vaishnava Aparad. So some people say, well, I won't offend Vaishnava, I'll just avoid them. I'll go away to the Himalayas and just chant Baba myself so I won't offend any Vaishnava. But as is stated in English language, man is a social animal. By nature, we want to associate. It's like the birds flock together when they fly through the sky. We human beings, we like to flock. We like to be with a group. It's our nature. So we don't learn how to associate with Vaishnavas, then we'll take shelter of the non-devotees. Therefore, we must master the art of how to associate with Vaishnavas properly. The Upadesha Amrita gives 6 kinds of loving exchanges. That one has with the devotees. You give gifts to the devotees. You accept gifts from the devotees. That gift can also give in your service. We inquire from the devotees. When the devotees inquire from us, we hear their inquiry and reply thoughtfully. We distribute prasad to devotees. When the devotee gives us prasad, we accept it. So in this way, these loving exchanges are a very important thing. Because the more you engage in loving reciprocation with devotees, the more you advance in Krishna consciousness. Krishna is not so interested in how much you love Him. What He wants to know is, how much do you love My devotees? You say, well, Krishna, I really love you, but I hate your devotees. If you say, Krishna, I love you, but I hate your devotees, Krishna will say, get out. Only if you're the devotee of My devotee are you My devotee. So someone might say, well, I'll be a devotee of my guru, but I hate everybody else. I'll be the devotee of my guru, but I hate all the other devotees. Your Guru Maharaj will not like that very much. Your Guru Maharaj wants you to love all the devotees. Because the more you love devotees, the more you love Guru, and the more you love Guru, the more you love Krishna.
So we have to be very, very careful not to be offensive toward the Buddha. So where did this all begin? Your thoughts. You may say, as long as I don't say anything offensive or do anything offensive, it doesn't matter what I think. But I can guarantee you this, if you have offensive thoughts, those will manifest in words and actions in due course of time. Therefore, we have to train ourselves to always have a worshipable attitude towards every Vaishnava. There are some mental tricks how you can do that. I'm going to share with you one of the tricks you can use to worship every devotee for the sin. Just imagine if every devotee in the whole movement went back to Godhead. And you were the only devotee left in this world. But then you found there was one other devotee, there was two of you. How much you would appreciate that other devotee's association. So that's how we have to see every Vaishnava. Every Vaishnava we should appreciate. This person is a great blessing for me. This vision we have to cultivate. I always see the devotee as every devotee is a great blessing, you see. Just like I am blessed, every one of you who come today, you're blessing me by your presence, you see. Every one of you is blessing me by being here today. Why? Because by getting your association, that helps me to become Krishna conscious. So in this way, we have to always appreciate every devotee of the Lord. Panchaka patarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Every Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy. So in this way, if we appreciate the devotees, we love the devotees, we try to serve them, our spiritual life becomes perfect. We become free of all anxieties. Because there's so many opportunities to serve the Vaishnavas. It's like Prabhupada's sister, Pishima. Actually, her name is Baba Tarini Devi Das. Baba Tarini Devi Dasi was her name. She was Prabhupada's god sister also. She was also initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But we didn't call her Baba Tarini Mataji. That's too familiar. We called her Pishima, auntie. So she was so humble, it was amazing. She just wanted to serve the devotees, serve the devotees, serve the devotees. She liked to cook for the devotees. She would just say, "What will you eat? What will you eat? What will you eat?" And she was so humble when she was, after sitting in one place to hear the class. She would wash the floor with water. That I'm very contaminated. By sitting here, I've contaminated the floor. So I have to wash the floor after I get up. I've contaminated the floor by my presence. It wasn't a show. Just imagine, so humble. How many times I've sat on the floor in the temple that I think I have to wash the floor after I get up because I contaminated it? Did any of you bring some water to wash the floor where you're sitting after you get up? We don't do that. But Pishima did that. Such an exalted, so humble personality, you see. So we can learn from these great acharyas, these great devotees like Pishima. How to always feel very humble and always want to serve the Vaishnavas. In this way our spiritual lives become perfect. In this way that day will come when we can see Krishna face to face. Premam jana charita bhakti valochanena santaksadai vrhidayeshu valokayanti yam shama shunjaram achinyaganas varupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Who is Shyam Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts, with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. That's called Prem Anjana. Anjana means unguent or ointment. So we can somehow get that Prem Anjana, that ointment of love of God, and we can moisten our eyes with it, then we will see Krishna. So where do you get that ointment? Where do we normally get medicine? We go to the pharmacy, right? Go to the pharmacy. So what kind of business did Prabhupada have before he started ISKCON? Pharmaceutical business. Prayag Pharmacy. So Prabhupada is still a pharmacist. Instead of selling so many drugs for this and that, now there's a new pharmacy called ISKCON. In this pharmacy, there's only one medicine available. Prem Anjan. Well, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? Can I get it over here at the temple shop, some Prem Anjana? What is the price? Is it? The price is you have to give your love to Krishna. You have to give your heart fully to Krishna. For the price of faith, unflinching faith, that Prem Anjana becomes your personal property. In this way you will become qualified. to see Krishna face to face. Right now, we just see the material world. But where did this material world come from? Dr. Stephen Hawking says it comes out of nothing. But nothing comes out of nothing. Everything comes out of something. So what is that original something from which everything has come? Krishna says, that's me. I am that original something from which everything has come. Aham savasya prabhava mataksarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. So, if everything is the energy of Krishna, what is the proper utilization of that energy? That energy must rightfully be engaged in the service of Krishna. If you take the energy of Krishna and we engage it in our, if we take the energy of Krishna and we engage it in our own sense gratification, we are thieves. The energy of Krishna is meant to be engaged in the service of Krishna. Those who understand this and this principle and follow this principle, they are called Vaishnavas. The Vaishnava says, Nirmama, nothing is mine. Everything is the property of Krishna. Therefore, I must use everything in the service of Krishna. Not simply with my body and my words, but my thoughts also. My mind must also be offered to Krishna. So, what does that mean to offer your mind to Krishna? It means you always think in a way which is pleasing to Krishna. You say, well, how do I train my mind to do that? It's really a rascal. It's got all these dirty thoughts. How can I train my mind to be pure? Actually, it's not difficult. If you desire, if you understand the necessity of having a pure mind, you've done the first step. The second step is you have to beg Krishna. Beg Krishna. My dear Lord, please bless me that my mind can become now completely pure. That every thought will be for your service. There's a good prayer for that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So if you'll beg Krishna for your pure bhakti, and you'll beg Krishna that you can always have loving thoughts, words, and dealings with all devotees. Your spiritual life will be pakka. Very solid spiritual life. And you will be guaranteed to go back to home, back to Godhead. And while you are here, your association will be a great blessing for the people of this world. And while you are here, your association will be a great blessing for the people of this world.
Therefore, we should always pray to have a pure mind. The pure mind guarantees pure speech and pure actions. So we have a few minutes left. I can try to answer any questions, if there's any question. Everybody's convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that you are His eternal servant and that you have to give up all your nonsense and be totally and purely absorbed in His service with your every thought, word and deed in all times, places and circumstances. This is the determination you must have, you see. Virta vrata. You must be very, very staunch and determined in your vow. We learn from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know no one but Krishna is my Lord. I know no one but Krishna is my Lord. And He shall remain so, even if He handles me roughly by His embrace. Or makes me broken-hearted by not being present before me. He remains my worshipable Lord unconditionally. In this way we must totally give our hearts to Krishna. But my dear Lord, I totally belong to you. From now on, for all of eternity, let me simply totally please you with everything I do and think about. Please listen to me, I can be free from all of my anarthas, all of my bad habits, all of my laziness, my craziness. Please free me from all this garbage, my Lord. In this way we have to beg Krishna for pure bhakti. The more intensely you beg, the faster you'll get the mercy. What did Prabhupada say about himself? He said, I am simply an insignificant beggar. So that's the mood we have to cultivate. And then we'll be following the footsteps of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Astatarajadashi Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedantati Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.